good morning. Rob Hakala and Lisa Zizian with you. And it's time now, every week, at this time, our Tech Talk segment. David Snell joins us from Act Smart IT in Pembroke.
Hello, David. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Rob.
Morning, David. All right, we've got a new form of mobile malware to watch out for, right?
Exactly. We're always talking about Apple iPhones, but I think it's time to warn some of the Android users because there's a new malware out there that's dubbed Caller Spy that's attacking smartphones around the world.
Okay, so this would be with an Android type of phone?
Exactly. This is Android for right now. The website that this comes from, the distribution page, actually says they're working on an iPhone and a PC version as well. Oh. It's being distributed as a chat application, but it's not actually a chat application. It's a piece of malware.
Okay. And the idea, again, with all of this stuff is to make it seem fun and exciting to download.
Exactly. And the price is always right. It's free. So why wouldn't you try it?
Once
you tried it, they got you.
And can do some chatting. It'll be really cool. Put it on your smartphone. And by the way, we at the Hacking Factory are working on, as you said, David, we're working on iPhones and PC versions. We're a little behind schedule in the Hacking Factory.
What is it called that, I know that what the malware is called, it's called Caller Spy, but are we downloading an app? Is that what we're doing?
Yes, you're downloading an app. It's a chat application.
Okay.
The name of it, interestingly enough, the name of it is changing so that if you tell your friends, well, don't download chat, blah, 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 the next time they look at it, well, there's a new chat application, a new name.
Oh, okay.
So they're doing everything they can to get everybody involved.
Got to keep fooling you. That's right. Yeah, okay. Well, I guess it wouldn't be called Caller Spy because that would give it away, but maybe people would still download that. Cool, Caller Spy.
Let's see what we can do with that.
Okay. So what was it called, David, or what are some of the names? Do we know?
I don't have that right here. I do know that the website is still up. I did not put the website link in the article because we don't want people going to that website.
Right. No.
But we do need to be careful because smartphones are a particularly useful target because they're always with us. They contain vast amounts of information, and they're always with us. It's not like a PC that you might use during the day or sometimes in the evening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is always being attached to your side or in your pocket or in your pocketbook.
The iPhones and the smartphones aren't collecting dust, that's for sure. They're always being used.
They're not.
Now,
these are riddled with espionage features, so I don't know if you had a chance to look at what we have here, but they are also collecting information on your call logs, your text messages, your contact lists and files, the ability to use the phone's microphone to record your audio of the surroundings, as well as being able to take screenshots of user activity. So they have full control of these Android phones.
This is so sinister. I mean, do we know? Will we know? How do we know?
You won't know, really. That's the problem with this. And the campaign, they don't know what the campaign is at this point in time. They don't know what their ultimate goal is. But the thoughts are that they're just trying to build up another attack bot using phones rather than PCs.
Mm.
Now, most of us don't have, although we should, an antivirus or an anti-malware program on our phones. So it's difficult to actually see what this is or what's going on.
Sure.
You'll know right away if you download it because it says it's a chat application, but when you open it up, there's no chat application.
Okay.
They don't even come up with a fake chat application.
Yeah, they didn't try very hard. I guess they don't need to.
Okay. So by that point, it's too late, I guess. Okay. So I guess since we have various names out there, what is it just something
download a chat application.
What is a chat application otherwise, I guess?
Well, you've got lots of chat, web-based chats out there that people use.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, you've got big names and things like that.
David, you mentioned a moment ago many of us don't have the antivirus on our phones. Is that a thing? Like, do you have it on your phone? Is that something we should be looking for?
I'm afraid, yes, moving forward, that we're all going to have to do that because this is going to become more and more prevalent when they can get into phones. When it's available, when these types of programs are developed, are created for iPhones and Androids, there are more iPhones and Androids than there are PCs, of course. So this is the attack vector of the future. Mm. And we use them for everything. You know, this year was the largest, the biggest Christmas shopping season on phones, on smartphones.
And that's where it's going. And it makes sense because that's where the money is in terms of the data and the valuable, useful information. I mean, these are our wallets. These are, I guess, identification codes. I'm not sure what else is contained in there, but a lot of useful information for somebody that's a crook.
Exactly right. So, and I just pulled up Trend Micro's website again, and the name has been changed again. Now it is Chatorius or Chatrius.
Oh.
That's the name of the fictitious chat program.
Oh, Rob, you were asking about like what would be a popular one that people use. I hear a lot about WhatsApp. That's
Is that more of like that would be a brand name type of thing as opposed to Chatopia, Chatterville, Chatterbox.
I mean, Chatalicious.
Yeah, those will be the ones. There'll be various incarnations of that to look out for. So best to just steer clear of that. And I guess not, you know, knowingly by choice, open your phone and make it vulnerable. That's the thing, right? You know, you're the first line of defense there. So
exactly. That's exactly right.
All right. David Snell's got all the information you need to know about the latest trends in tech news, including this one as well. David, where do people go?
People go to my website, xsmartit.com, and click on the blog link. Go to 959wat.com and follow Rob and Lisa on the morning show.
Thank you, David.
Have a great day.
You too.